In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we begin this month of the precious blood. It is fitting that we have our first reading speak from St. Paul as he says, I give thanks to all of you in every way for all that you are, on every remembrance of you. And so coming back off of a little bit of time away, I do that. Good to see so many of you who have devotion to Christ and to these first Fridays. You desire to offer reparation to the Sacred Heart of our Blessed Lord Jesus and to give him through an act of reparation of your own self, giving of your time, giving of the sacrifices that you have to be here with him to console his most Sacred Heart. He's here really living within the Eucharist. He's actually living and breathing here. He's actually here for you and me. And because of that reality, you and I have the ability, just like you would with a dear friend when they're going through a hardship, when somebody has lost a husband or a friend, to go there and to console them. In the very same way, when somebody is at great dire straits and fearing for something in the future, when you go and bring a son of encouragement to them, just as St. Barnabas was to bring Paul as we celebrated his feast day yesterday. Each of you have that opportunity today to be here and to console Christ. The beauty of the Mass is that it is one moment which transcends all time and eternity. It is through the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass that you and I are able to actually, really, and substantially be present with Christ there upon Calvary in the mystery of everything that he suffered in his passion for the redemption of the entirety of the world. You and I are able to lengthen that experience of being with Christ by engaging in the great gift that is adoration, which we have in our church far more often than most parishes in the entirety of the world. You and I have that great privilege today, all day long, to spend some time in reparation, some time consoling, some time with our Lord. And so you and I can consider ourselves just as privileged as were the first apostles. There to be with Christ, there to walk with him, to speak with him, to endure with him, to share the things of our hearts with him. That is your privilege. And would that it be that so much more of this territorial parish in our world, specifically those who claim to be Catholics, would take that time to be silent and to avail themselves of the great privilege to be, to live with Christ, just as you will this day. He is here. He really is. So as we enter into this month of the precious blood, it's important to realize what is the value of the precious blood of Christ. The saints, the author of Hebrews, St. Paul, the whole of our tradition says that it would be just a single drop of blood that would have been enough to reconcile the entirety of the world. It could have been the very first time when our Lord shed his blood there at his circumcision on the eighth day, which we celebrate on those early days of January. Where our Lord shed his blood for the first time, his circumcision would have been enough blood, more than enough blood, to be able to redeem the entirety of the world. But he said that wasn't sufficient for us to understand the value of what that love was. And so our Lord spent everything, every last drop of blood for you and for I. And so to spend the entirety of this month valuing life, valuing the gift which he has given us through this natural life, but ultimately that we might have eternal life when we are bathed in his blood. Ask throughout the day, throughout this Mass, throughout the whole this month in particular, and every time you come to Mass, every time you encounter trial and suffering, and every time you feel like you're alone, ask our Lord to bathe you in his own precious blood. Our Lord spoke to St. Catherine, and she asked a question. She said, and I've shared this with you, I'm sure, many times. She said, Lord, why was it that you received that final indignity upon your body? Remember, the last indignity upon our Lord's body was when his side was pierced by the lance of Longinus. You remember that? You do. And when that lance pierced his sacred side, what poured forth? That's right. Blood and water. And St. Catherine said, this was an unnecessary blow. Your spirit had already departed. Why would you allow yourself to endure that? And you remember what our Lord said in reply. He said to her, my dear daughter, I desired to receive this final indignity upon my flesh, to show the depth of my love for you. He says, because even after my body could no longer bear the weight of suffering and torture any longer, yet I desired to give even more than bodily possible for you. And so now that my spirit had already expired, I desired to let every last drop of my sacred blood flow for you, to tell you that my blood, that my love for you, transcends not just life, but goes beyond that through death, so that nothing, nothing would ever be lacking in my love for you, whether living or dead. Our Lord's love spreads itself for you. And so in the mystery of the precious blood, we ask ourselves to be just like Longinus, who were there having to pierce the sacred side of Christ and let those last drops of blood of our Lord pass over us, to wash us, to bathe us, to cover over every difficulty and hardship that we have, realizing that no matter what it is, united with Christ upon his cross, whose suffering endures even death, covers over you and me. Allow yourself to be bathed in the precious blood of Christ, which is poured out for you in this Mass, and if you're worthy to receive it because you've made a good confession, you can come and receive it as well. If you aren't able to receive it, that's why immediately after this Mass I'll be in the confessional, to be able to hear whoever's confessions desires to make a good confession on this first Friday. Let our Lord bathe you in his precious blood, because he gives every last drop for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.